Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope. Welcome to day 5 of Week of Guided Prayer, exploring our theme woven with God's love. May the threads of compassion find us. So we hear words from the book of Genesis, chapter 21, verses 9 to 21. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham, "Cast out this servant woman with your son, for the son of the servant woman shall not inherit along with my son Isaac." The matter was very distressing to Abraham on account of his son. But God said to Abraham, "Do not be distressed because of the boy, because of your servant woman. Whatever Sarah says to do, do as she tells you, for it is through Isaac that offspring shall be named for you. As for the son of the servant woman, I will make a nation of him also, because he is your offspring." So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder along with the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. And when the water in the skin was gone, she cast the child under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down opposite him a good way off, both the distance of a bow shot, for she said, "Do not let me look on the death of the child." And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Do not be afraid. For God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Come, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make a great nation of him." And then God opened her eyes. She saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy, and he grew up, and he lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. He lived in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother got a wife for him from the land of Egypt. And now our scriptures take us to 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. David asked, "Is there still anyone left of the house of Saul to whom I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba, and he was summoned to David. The king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" And he said, "At your service." The king said, "Is there anyone remaining of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" Ziba said to the king, "There remains a son of Jonathan. He's crippled in his feet." The king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "He is in the house of Machir, son of Immiel, at Lo Debar." And then King David sent and brought him from the house of Machir, son of Immiel, at Lo Debar. Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and did obeisance. David said, "Mephibosheth." He answered, "I am your servant." David said to him, "Do not be afraid, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan, and I will restore to you all the land of your grandfather Saul, and you yourself shall eat at my table always." And in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 to 36, "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd." And in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. An expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to vindicate himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and took off, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came upon him, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, treating them with oil and wine. And then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, "Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend." Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." As someone deeply committed to providing pastoral care and helping others learn how to respond as Jesus would, I never expected to struggle with writing about compassion. Instead of seeing the ways compassion has been woven throughout the fabric of my days, I kept seeing all the times I tied clumsy knots or left threads hanging. Images of the underside of a hand-woven rug kept coming to mind, the beauties often hidden by crisscrossed and knotted threads. This is how I feel when I reflect on the disconnect that sometimes exists between my intentions and my actions. The world may see golden threads of kindness, mercy, and generosity, when in reality, darker threads of judgment, impatience, and pride are threads that are also woven through. I know that there are times when, in doing what I perceive as the right thing, I neglect to be respectful and considerate of those near and dear. Other times I catch myself performing acts of kindness because of expectations rather than genuine care and concern. When I respond in ways contrary to what I profess, the word hypocrite rises up. It's so hard to be the person I long to be. And then I refocus on Jesus and pray God's word. I'm reminded I also have to learn how to receive compassion, to love myself as I love my neighbor. Sometimes when I pray the story of the Good Samaritan, instead of seeing myself as the one who offers care, I become the wounded one experiencing the gentle care of the stranger on the road. I offer up my tangled life, and it is lovingly accepted by Christ. Jesus' call to go and do likewise is as much a call to show and receive mercy ourselves as it is to show compassion to others. Like a person learning to weave a beautiful rug, the more we practice the skill, the better we become at the craft. We may not always be able to live up to the ideals we profess, but each time we proclaim them with a genuine desire to live by them, they are woven into the fabric of who we are, thread by thread. For reflection, what are the perspectives and attitudes towards others that you would like to change? How do you need to learn to show compassion to yourself and receive care from others? Merciful and loving God, to you we pray. For you who are full of compassion, teach us to be like you. Teach us to be kind and generous and loving, just as you are to all your creation. Please help us to develop true sensitivity and genuine compassion toward everything in creation. Amen. Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.